Welcome, everybody. Share number 1283 in the writing. It's share number 435. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we previously spoke about the halachas of eating fruit together with bread, and even to the extent whereby if somebody's eating dessert, fruit for dessert, where we said that's really, you know, you have to make sure that you make a bracha on the fruit. But if they eat together each bite of fruit together with bread, so then they will be exempt from making a bracha on the fruit. But it really has to be every bite. If there's a bite or two in between, or even one bite in between that's without bread, says the Mishnah Berurah, for that one bite you would have to make a bracha of on the fruit. So we stated halacha is that one must eat bread, right? Like we said, with each bite. Otherwise, you're running into a problem. Now, this is due to the fact. So why is that? What's the reason behind it? So the lomdus behind it is that when I'm eating the dessert and I'm eating it together with the bread, so since bread is much something that's much more chashev than the fruit, so the dessert, the fruit becomes a toffel, secondary subordinate to the bread, right? When you eat something with bread, so it becomes secondary subordinate to the bread. Now, according to some opinions, this applies only, this is only true if one considers the fruit to be an accompaniment to the bread. In other words, they want the bread. They also want the fruit for dessert, but they want to have the bread. So good. So they'll eat it together each bite, like we said. Fine. So now the bread, the fruit is a toffel to the bread. The bread is something that's more chashev. Now, but there is a concept in halacha, that if somebody's eating bread strictly for no other reason, just to, let's say, there's a case in the Shulchan Aruch that's brought down, which we try not to, you know, not to push it too much, but if somebody's eating very sharp fish, very strong fish, very sharp fish, and they want to eat bread just to cool down the taste or whatever, and they have no interest in the bread at all, so technically, the way the Shulchan Aruch explains, Allah will be, the bread will be a toffel secondary to the fish. Now, we try not to do that because it's not so clear, you know, what, when, and where, but be it as it may, there is such a concept that if one eats a small amount of bread only to resolve the question, let's say getting back to our case, they eat a little bit of bread just to resolve the question of regarding the bracha on the fruit. In other words, the bread, they have no interest in the bread at all. They don't need the bread. They don't want the bread. They're just eating the bread, you know, just to get out of not having to make a bracha. Otherwise, they really want to eat the fruit by itself. But okay, you'll tell me take a little piece of bread. I'll take a little piece of bread. But there's no interest in the bread. So in such a case, there's some opinions that hold that that the bracha remains in doubt, meaning that it's not so simple to say that which we say that you eat the fruit together with the bread is not so simple, because that's only over there whereby the fruit is a toffel, is subordinate, is secondary to the bread. But if you don't, mamash don't want the bread at all, you have no interest in the bread, you're just eating it, a little drop of bread with each bite of the fruit, just plain and push it to get out of the whole thing, and you don't, if you have interest in the bread, fine, you maybe wouldn't need it, but you like the bread anyways, fine, it's no problem. But if you have no interest in the bread, you don't want the bread, so then you're running into a problem. Will it be good enough? So therefore, one has to keep in mind, it's important to keep in mind, that if one does not really want the bread, like we said, and they will just eat that little drop of bread, you know, just to make sure to get out of that, not having to make a bracha. It's a questionable situation. So therefore, one should definitely eat a piece of the fruit. In other words, a piece of the dessert fruit, you make a bracha on it before you eat it together with bread. Because like we said, that even if you eat five bites, but one of the bites of fruit is without bread, you have to make a bracha. So before you start eating it together with bread, just take a little piece of the fruit, you make a bracha, and then gesundheit, you want to eat it with bread, without bread, whatever the case is, you don't even need the bread then if you don't want it, right? So there's no issue. But even if you eat it together with bread, whatever, you already made the bracha on the fruit by itself before you started eating it together with bread, like this, you get out of the entire the whole question of you really don't want the bread, so maybe it's not really a toffel, maybe the fruit is not a toffel to the bread, so therefore one should definitely eat a piece of fruit without making a bracha on the one should definitely eat a piece of fruit without the bread, right, make a bracha on the fruit, and then they could continue eating with bread or without bread, whatever they want to do. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.